Shalom Aleichem to everybody. As we enter the latter Parshios in Sefer Shmos, the Parshios that focus on Binyan HaMishkan, Parshios Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, the Mishkan was a makom of Hashras HaShchin, as the Ramban describes. The reason and the purpose for the building of the Mishkan was to have a place where the Shechina can be shore. And of course, although we no longer have a Mishkan in Leda Avonenu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, we are all familiar that our Batei Knesios and our Batei Midrashos, our shuls and our houses of study, of course, are considered to be a Mikdash Ma'at, a mini Mikdash, a mini Mishkan, and of course, there are multiple halachos in terms of how exactly a Beis HaKnesses should be situated, set up, established, where certain things belong, and how to behave, and proper decorum in a shul, and all of those halachos, and many of those halachos are based upon the Mishkan, based upon the Mikdash. Thus, it's a worthwhile time to review some of the specific halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Today, I'd like specifically to talk about whether or not it's permitted to bring firearms or a dangerous type of ammunition, specifically a gun, a sword, a knife, and the like, into a Beis HaKnesses. Of course, Batei Knesios in the past and certainly more recently have been targets of terrorism, and the question that needs to be raised and has to be discussed is the propriety of bringing a gun, a sword, a knife, and other types of firearms or protective types of warfare into a shul. Is that appropriate, inappropriate? How do you deal with it in terms of pikuach nefesh? Is it a pikuach nefesh? Does it depend upon where you live, where the shul is, etc., etc.? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph Dinei Kedushas Beis HaKnesses writes, Batei Knesios Batei Midrashos Ein Nohagim Behem Kalos Rosh. You can't act inappropriate, lightheaded in a shul and a Beis HaMedrash. For example, Schok Vihitol Sicha Betela. You can't speak inappropriately. You can't make jokes and laughter. It's not a place for lightheadedness. Vein Ochlim V'Shos Behem. You don't eat. You don't drink in a shul. V'lo Miskashtim Behem. V'lo Matailim Behem. V'lo Nechnas Behem Becham Pnei Acham. Shuls aren't places to rest, to take it easy, to joke, for levity. A shul, simply put, is not a YMCA, it's not a recreation center, it's not a community center. A shul is a place to daven, a shul is a place to learn, a shul is a place to connect to Hashem. Of course, it's appropriate that we have a community and members of a community who bond and connect in a shul, but fundamentally speaking, a shul is a place to daven, a shul is a place to learn, a shul is a place to connect to Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah, commenting on these words of the Mechaber, writes, why? Kihem nikrai mikdash ma'at. The shul is considered to be a mini mikdash. Kmo dechsiv, as the pasuk says, v'ahi lahem l'mikdash ma'at. Ube mikdash ksiv, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, it says, it's mikdashi tira'u, you should fear, tremble, be in awe in my mikdash. Shiehei, says the Mishnah Brura, moro shel hashochin ba'olav, you should feel the fear of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, not only does the Mishnah Brura say this in his Sefer Mishnah Brura, but he does as well in his Sefer Chavetz Chaim, in his Psicha, in the Essen, O Zayin, as well as in the Sefer Ber Mayim Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim quotes the Rishonim, including the Yireim, the Smag, and the Smak, who writes that the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash exists today. Min HaTorah, there's a biblical commandment by Yom Mahem Bezman Hazeh, that when you enter a shul, the mitzvah es mikdashi tiro still applies as our Beis HaMikdash, as is indeed the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore we have to be cautious, careful, and recognize the sanctity of it. Furthermore, the Mechaber quotes later in Tzivav, a Mishnah, the last Mishnah, all of Maseches Brachos, as well as the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel and Amr Aleph, that notes that when you enter onto Har HaBayis, it's prohibited to enter Har HaBayis. Also, Likanis La Har HaBayis, B'maklo, B'tarmilo, B'apundaso. You can't walk on Har HaBayis with a cane, not with a knapsack, not with a coin pouch, etc., etc. But the Gemara comments that that's unique to Har HaBayis. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules, like the Gemara Maseches Brachos, that today mutar likanis bebeis haknesses b'maklo v'tamil b'apundas, you're permitted to walk and to enter into shul today with a cane, with a stick, with a staff, with something that you need to walk more carefully. You could walk inside with your knapsack, you could take a money pouch, etc. However, the Mechaber then quotes as follows, v'yesh osrim, there are those that prohibit likanis bo b'sakin aruch. There are those who prohibit entering into a shul with a long knife. And if you take a look in the Beis Yosef cites this b'shem the Maharam, the Maharam in Rutenberg. It's brought by other Rishonim, including the Orchas Chaim and the Tash Beitz Katan, that it's prohibited to enter a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, with a long knife, b'sakin arach. And why is that so? What's the prohibition of entering a shul with a long knife? Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Beis Yosef, quoting the Maharam, writes as follows: Lefisha Beis HaKnesses shumiyucha letfila ma'areches yamav shel adam. A shul which is unique in the respect that it's there for us to daven. That's what the purpose of a shul is. Ma'areches yamav shel adam. It allows a person to live longer if we daven properly, if we act properly. A shul is a place that ultimately will extend our life. V'hasakin mikatzer yemei adam. However, a knife, on the other hand, shortens a human being's life, and it's inappropriate to have an item that shortens one life in a room, in a place, in a building, in a Beis HaKnesses, in a Beis HaMedrash, where that is intended to extend one's life. Not only does the Tash Beitz give this reason, but other Rishonim cite another reason. Rashi, on the closing psukim in Parshas Yisro, quotes the Mechilta. The pasuk tells us, in Mizbeach Avanim Tassali, when you make for me an altar made out of stone, lo sivne esen gozis, ki charbacha heinafta alev esechalala, you can't cut the stone from any iron matter. Why is that so? Amrav Shim ben Eloza, ha-mizbeach nivra laharich shnos av shel adam. The purpose of the mizbeach is where karbanos were offered and allowed for repentance and atonement if one sinned. The purpose of the mizbeach is that it extends one's life. V'habarzel mekatzer shnos av shel adam. An iron, which essentially is what any dangerous item is made from, including a knife and including a sword. That's what it's used for. It's inappropriate to use an iron item on the Mizbeach because the intention of the Mizbeach is to extend life, and iron is used for dangerous materials, including a knife and a sword. That's the second reason. That would be inappropriate to bring a sakin arach, a long knife, into shul. But there's yet a third reason. The Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the psukim at the end of Parshas Balak, the story of Pinchas, the Torah tells us, Vayaka mitoch ha'eda v'yikach romach biyado. Pinchas emerged when he saw Kozbi and Zimri sinning in front of the Makom, Hashras, Hashrina, and the Mishkan. And all of Klal Yisrael were witness to what was taking place, and he took out a sword in his hand and he exited the Eidah. He exited the Holy Assembly and the Makom HaMishkan. Says the Gemara, Mikan Shein Nichnasim LeBeis HaMedrash B'Kli Zayin. From here you learn, and from here we see that it's prohibited to enter the Beis HaMedrash B'Kli Zayin with any warfare and any material that's used in war, because Pinchas left the Eidah in order to kill Kozbi and Zimri. Must be that he was not carrying any sword with him. Thus, we have three sources as to the prohibition, which seems to exist as the Mechaber Paskin, that you shouldn't take a sakin aruch, a long knife, into shul, because a shul, tfila, is a makam that's miyuchad laharich shnosav shel adam, and thus it would be counterintuitive, it would be inappropriate, and it would be wrong to bring an item that shortens one's life. That's the reason that you don't use an iron matter to cut the stones in the Mizbeach, and furthermore, that's the third reason why Pinchas himself left the Mishkan and only then took his sword and only then killed Kozbi and Zimri. Thus, we have three sources as to the reason for why it is that we don't bring a knife, a long knife, into shul. What are some of the practical applications that emerge from these reasons? Many Achronim discuss whether or not this rule of bringing a long knife into shul is specific to shul, or it's even true if you're davening independently outside of shul. A person is davening biyachidus at home. A person doesn't have the ability to come to shul. For whatever the reason is, you're not in shul. Could you daven holding a knife or holding a gun or having a gun holstered on your belt, etc.? Would that be okay? Would that be inappropriate? Based upon the Maharam, who says that the purpose of a shul is to lengthen one's life, as opposed to a knife, which its purpose is to shorten one's life, the intention seems to be that it's specific to a shul. And indeed, the halach is not found in Hilchos Tfilah, but it's found in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. This rule, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, is in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, V'yesh Osrim Likanes Bo B'Sakin Aruch. It would seem to be that this is intended specifically for a shul, but if you're davening at home or outside of a shul, indeed it would be permitted to daven with a knife or with a gun. But that this is a halacha that seems to be specific to Beis HaKnesses. Furthermore, based upon the Mechilta's reason is that a Mizbeach is intended to extend life as opposed to an iron item, which is extended to shorten life. Again, the Mizbeach is something that's unique to the Mishkan, unique to the Beis HaMikdash, and thus it would seem again to be a halacha, a rule in shul, as opposed to a rule in tefillah. However, when it comes to the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara teaches us that Pinchas left the Eidah. The Gemara says, "Mikan she'in nichnasin lebeis hamedrash mikli zayin." It would seem to be that this is a halacha specific for Beis HaMedrash and not for Beis HaKnesses because of the heightened status of Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. And based upon that reason, it may indeed be the case that that's specific, unique to a Beis HaMedrash and not to a Beis HaKnesses. If you look in the Chuvos of the Tzitz Eliezer, as well as the Chuvos of Yechavedas or Bavadji Yosef, as well as Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, and Rabbi Vajas Chuvas Yechavedas Chelak He Simen Yurches, and the Tzitz Eliezer Chelak Yud Simen Yurches, both of them discuss this question, whether or not it's permitted to daven outside of a shul, independently, with a knife, with a sword, with a gun, and they raise different options, yes or no, and we will talk about in just a little bit whether or not Lechatchilah should be or shouldn't be, but they all note that it may just be dependent upon these three reasons. There's a second item that needs to be discussed, and that's the Taz. The Taz here in Simon Kufnun Aleph, Sifkatan Beis, notes that the language that the Shulchan Aruch uses is that you're prohibited to enter Shul Bisakin Aruch, with a long knife. Now, does that mean that it's specifically a long knife? Or what about a short knife? The truth is, if you look in the first two reasons, the Tashbetz, the Maharam, or Chus Chaim, as well as the reason of the Mechilta, it wouldn't seem to make a difference if it's a long knife or a short knife. The point is that a knife shortens one's life as opposed to a Mizbeach, or as opposed to Shul, which extends life. So why should there be any difference between a long knife and a short knife? Maybe according to the third reason, Pinchas, Vayikach, Romach, Biyadu, he took a sword in his hand. The sword is very long. Maybe that's the reason why it's specific that you can't bring a long knife into shul, but maybe not a short knife. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkatan Chav Beis, quoting the Eli Rabbah, writes, She'ein lahachmir kim besakin migula. The only reason to be stringent if it's the sakin, if the knife is revealed, if it's covered, if it's hidden, this rule doesn't apply. And therefore it seems that the basis of the sakin aruch, the long knife being prohibited to bring it to shul, is because of exactly that reason, that it's revealed and it's inappropriate to have a revealed knife and ammunition, firearms, or something dangerous, something that could kill somebody out in the open. But if it's hidden, if it's covered, if it's under your jacket, if it's under your coat, if it's being tucked away properly and appropriately, seems that according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, the Mechaber, is that that would be okay. Let's take a look in these two tshuvas, contemporary tshuvas of Rabbi Avadja Yosef and Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, and see l'maisa how they handle this situation. Both the Rabbi Avadja Yosef and the Tzitz Eliezer, Gedolei HaPoskim in Eretz Yisrael, and they had to deal with this l'shayla l'maisa. Soldiers, Israeli soldiers, could they go in and out of shul with their firearms? Could they go into shul with a gun, with a revolver, with an M16? And more often than not, it's not so little, and it's not something that you could hide, it's not something you could cover, and it needs to be out in the open. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Rabbi Avadja writes, Chelakei Simen Yurches Yechavidas Lefize, based upon some of the things that we just discussed, Nira Shechayal, a soldier, Shechayav Lelachas Em Mishko, Biglal Sibos Bitchonios, that he's required to walk around with a gun for basic safety precautions. That's his job. If he removes his gun, or he takes his gun out of his holster and puts his M16 down before he goes into shul, there's danger. It's permitted for him to enter with his neshek, with his gun, because otherwise it would be dangerous, and thus it's permitted. Just like it's permitted to enter shul with a covered, a small item, that would be permitted to enter shul as long as it's not long and large. In this context, says Rabbi Avadja, if it's necessary, it's for safety, if it's precautions, it will be permitted to do so. And he says specifically, based upon the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Aleph, who writes that a kli neshek, a gun of a soldier, is considered to be one of his clothing, so too in this context, it would be considered to be one of his clothing. It's not out of the ordinary for a soldier in Israel to be carrying a gun. So therefore, for him to go into shul, it's not awkward, it's not strange, it's not different. Therefore, it would be permitted, and he says it's mutter, especially if it's smaller, especially if you cover it. Umikol shekein im haneshek mechuse tachas bigde hachayal v'lo yira hachutza sheish lahatir yoser. Specifically, if you cover it, if you can figure out a way to keep it covered, it's absolutely permitted. And he concludes, Rebavadu, nochen v'rotzi mor shehachayal hanichnas lebeis haknesel l'spalel yechaske es neshek tachas begadav. The best thing to do is to cover it. V'lo yira hachutza, so it's not seen. V'im yefshol lo l'chasos, if it's not feasible, it's not possible to cover it. Kogon rove v'chadoma, if you have an M16, a large gun. V'yesh tzorach shisa neshko imo b'glasiba b'tchonis v'kayotzi b'ze yesh lahakyel l'hikanis m'neshek lebeis haknesel l'tfila. If it's necessary for safety reasons, as many of the times it is, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, because of the danger, it's permitted to enter the shul if you cannot cover. Tzitz Eliezer, Abeliezer Waldenberg, Chelek Yud Simin Yud Ches, in a lengthy tshuva discussing the Shaila, concludes with six basic rules. And his conclusions are quite similar to Rav Avadya Yosef. Number one, he writes, Ve'ein tzorech v'lo tarach miyuchad, if there's no real reason to enter shul with a revolver, with an M16, with a gun, with a knife, with any type of firearms, yesh lahasirim b'lamosim l'shmir b'chutz, leave it outside if there's a way that it could be left outside in a safe way. If you could leave it with another soldier, if you could leave it with somebody else, if it could be left under lock and key outside of the shul, that's the best thing to do. However, kishe'ein efsharus lasozos, when that's impossible, yesh lahatir haknisa behem ba'ofen shloyum mimulayim b'kadur, the next best thing to do is, if you have to enter with a gun, make sure it's not loaded. Umatov gam lachasosam bebeged el yonah talis. Cover it with your talis, cover it with a coat, something. Best that it shouldn't be revealed to all. Number three. If it's impossible to not load the gun, if the gun needs to be loaded, yesh lahatir b'kisu levad, cover it. Ubimuchad yesh lahatir b'chazos be'ekatach shenosim b'nartiko, especially if you could keep it covered carefully, that's even better. Number four. Ha'omor yesh lahachmim b'shasa tefila gamkim m'shispala b'beis o'pnei hazadeh. He rules that even b'yechidus, even if you're not davening in a shul, like Rabbi Waldenberg, and like we discussed earlier, this is not just a halacha in Beis HaKnesses, it's also a halacha in tefila. Tefila is also ma'arich shnosav shem adam. Therefore, if you're davening in the field or if you're davening at home, it's also best to cover or not to reveal the gun or to give it to somebody else as well. Finally, he concludes with two important points. Everything that I said, writes the Tzitz Eliezer, shelo b'matzav shel cheirum, is not when there is a dangerous situation. V'kavanasov amid ala mishmer b'achad ha'oyev. If we're living in difficult times, danger, war, anti-Semitism, the threat of danger, then of course, hachayal v'isha mishmar, a soldier, somebody who is used as a safety net or safety measure, an officer or a shul member in certain circumstances, who are there to guard and to watch and to keep everybody safe. Ein lachazer klal achra kal al kal tchila v'yeshul hispalim klizeno Allah b'chein l'kanis b'beis haknesses. You're permitted to enter shul with your gun. You don't have to cover it. You can leave it revealed. If it's a dangerous situation, there is nothing to talk about. It's absolutely permitted. Finally, Rav Avadya Yosef writes that a person should be cautious and careful and see what there is to do. Make sure it doesn't disturb you during tefillah. It shouldn't disturb other people. And thus, that is the conclusion both of the Tzitz Eliezer as well as the conclusion of Rav Avadya Yosef. If it's feasible, it's possible. To leave it outside, leave it outside. But under dangerous circumstances, it is permitted. And thus, these two tshuvas, which although they are Israeli poskim and they're dealing with soldiers, the same thing is true in situations that we find ourselves in. A person has to know and has to ask, what is the danger? What is the threat? How dangerous is it? Is it necessary to carry firearms? Is it necessary to carry heat? Should there be a knife? Should there be a gun? Should there be a revolver? Should it be kept in lock and key? If it's possible, it's feasible to keep out of shul, that's the best thing. But of course, if there is a threat of danger, and if there are circumstances that it's warranted and called for, there certainly is heterim, and certainly the Gedolei HaPoskim have permitted this. Rabbi Tzion Abishol in his Tshuvas writes this as well, that under circumstances where it's necessary, it is important to do so. Where it is not necessary, it should not be done. I'll conclude with one other comment. When it comes to Shabbos, there is a shail in the Poskim whether or not a gun is considered to be muktzah or not. And if you take a look in the Sefer Orchos Shabbos, Rabbi Gelber writes in Chelek Beis in the second volume, page 33, it depends. If you live in a place or in a situation or an environment where it's dangerous, and it's a case of pikuach nefesh, then a gun is considered to be kli shel melachto l'heter. You need it. It's mutter. You need that item, and you need it on Shabbos. It's called the kli shel melachto l'heter. It's pikuach nefesh. Certainly, if you're using it not for the sake of pikuach nefesh, but you're using it as a scare tactic, or just in case, but if there's enough statistical reason to be concerned, again, the same thing is true, is that it's considered to be a kli shel melachto l'heter. However, there's no reason to carry a gun, and it's really, really a far stretch, then we would consider it to be mukta. It would be mukta machmas chisaron kis, a heightened level of mukta, because you really, really don't need it. Nonetheless, all of these make us realize the importance and kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset. It's not just that you bring a gun into shul. It's not so simple. It's not so simple to do all the things that we take for granted in a shul. A shul is a makom of a mikdash mat. It's a holy abode. It's the house of the Lord. And thus we have to treat it properly, act it properly, use it properly, dress appropriately, bring what needs to be brought into shul, and don't bring what doesn't need to be brought into shul. And if we use the shul properly, and it is a makom Hashem, and it's a makom of a mikdash mat, Hashem Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep us safe, protect us. Of course, we have to implement all necessary safety precautions and safety measures and do what has to be done. But of course, recognize that the ultimate protection and the ultimate protector is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah. Eile varecha ve'eile basusim v'nachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. Our ultimate protection is the Bari Olam. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us, save us, look after us, guide us, help us. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the end of all challenge, all suffering, to the Geula Shlema, when we're zochet to enter Har HaBayis, enter the Makom HaMikdash, without a sakin, without a rove, without an ektach, without a neshek, ultimately to be by the Makom HaMizbeach, the Makom Shishorah Bo Shechinasa L'Yisrael L'Ol Me'olamim. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.